Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That last one is the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer. You can find out more about what I'm talking about, what I mean about the age of the customer, and why you need to know about it for your small business, and how to buy the book, too, and all the different ways that you can read a book these days. Judith Glaser, Dr. Judy Glaser, is our guest. She's the author of Conversational Intelligence. It's a breakthrough book with a breakthrough idea that she's created and is catching fire around the world. Judy, congratulations again. I'm glad to, you know, don't forget now, Judy, when you become queen of the world, don't forget who knew you when. So,
You lost me totally. I will remember that forever.
Hey, Judy, give us your website, please.
It's www.conversationalintelligence.com is where you can find everything about this book and how to buy it. Yep.
It's exactly. Important, folks. Conversational intelligence. Probably change your life. Might save your, it probably could save your business and more than likely could save a marriage. Okay, Judy, you've got a project. You want us to take a 60-day challenge. Tell us what it is, and do your best not to make it sound like homework.
Okay, no, it's not. It could be fun. This is. I think of this as an experiment, not homework. First of all, one of the people that bought my book put a blurb up on Amazon, and it blew me away because let's start with the personal side. It was a couple. The woman bought the book. She fell in love with it because she found things right away about all the things that she wanted to do different in her conversations with her husband, but she bought him a copy. The two of them found paragraphs in the book, because the book is full with neuro tips. These are things that you can do, just changing something simple, like listen to connect, ask questions you don't have answers. They each picked out a paragraph that had one of the tips that they thought that they'd like to do, and they read it to each other, and they practiced it for a week. Now, they did it for 7 days. I'm putting out a 60-day challenge to give people to use when, you know, as much as they want to do. They said that their marriage shifted, that there were things that they hadn't been able to say to each other. There are things that they were afraid to talk about. There are things that they wanted.
So do you think she's now has quit saying, it's not what you said, it's how you said it?
Well, that's what I know that 95% of what we're saying is how we say it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what you're suggesting.
And do you think he's quit saying, honey, not now, the game's on?
Telling the truth is really important. I don't want to say that my game is more important than you, but it is.
So you're saying, so should you start small? Should you say, okay, let's do this for a week and see if we can get through it? Shouldn't we take small bites at this?
Yeah, in fact, I'm even going to make it smaller. I'll give a business example. There was a leader who was really, thought he was the best practice leader, thought he was the best leader. He really worked hard to develop people and do all the right things. But he would do things like he'd send them home with things to read about leadership, and then he'd kind of quiz them in the morning when they came in on Monday. Mm-hmm. He didn't realize that that was causing so much anxiety. Sense of failure. So his people didn't even have, one guy ended up in the hospital with a heart attack. He didn't know how to tell his boss.
Holy mackerel.
No, I mean, that's big time, really serious, right? So I said, look, let's try one thing. Instead of telling people all these great things that you think are great and wonderful, I'm going to ask you to do something different. Change one thing. Just one thing, and just do it once. So it wasn't even a week. I said, in the next meeting, I want you to ask people what they want to put on the agenda. Now, that may sound like a small, ridiculous thing, but he had always given out agendas for meetings, and nobody had a chance to put it.
Mm-hmm.
He called them beforehand, he emailed them, he said, what do you want to see on the agenda? So he asked instead of told.
Mm-hmm.
I got a call the next day, because I was working with his team now. I got a call the next day from everybody on the team saying, what to give my boss to drink? I'm serious. I mean, it's
wow.
Now you heard me say this before. These are conversational cocktails. When we change one thing that feels really different, that opens up a different relationship, that doesn't feel like pushing, that feels like pulling. Like, I care about you. I really want to hear from you. Yeah, you're important to me. It changes from cortisol, which is fearful,
mm-hmm.
that and it shifts, which is to collaborate, to connect, to think with the other person, and we feel that we feel appreciated, we feel loved, we feel cared for, and amazing shift. So this was one day, Jim. This wasn't even a week.
Wow. Well, you know, when you were telling the story, it reminded me of a day I spent with my two oldest grandsons. I took them for a hike. We went to this beautiful nature trail, and I was, you know, they're like 10 and 13, and I was going to just kind of talk to them about nature a little bit, you know, as we walked along. No, we didn't have an agenda. We just walking along. And so I'm showing them the difference between limestone and sandstone, and we're talking about trees and you know, different things. And after about an hour or so, I didn't think I was being that overbearing. I'm just talking about stuff. And finally, the 10-year-old said, "Poppy, can we just walk and not learn?"
Oh,
out of the mouths of babes, right?
Tears in my eyes. I have tears in my eyes. You know, we've all been taught that we live a long life, and now we know so much, and we have to give that information.
Right. Well, I thought this was a gift of love from me, right? If you're trying to give somebody something that you really want them to have, and it's all for all the right reasons, don't forget they may not want it, and you gotta frame it in such a way that they will receive it. And that's what conversational intelligence is all about. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find Judy's website. That's the book, too. Hey, Judy Grazer, welcome. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon. Judith Glazer will be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.